Welcome to the America Magazine podcast. America Magazine is the national Catholic weekly. Visit us online at www.americamagazine.org.
Hello and welcome to the America Magazine podcast for the week of March 28th. And we're very happy to have with us today Mario Paredes of the American Bible Society. Welcome, Mario.
Thank you, Tim, for this gracious invitation.
Well, one of the reasons we had you come in today is because this is our annual Books on the Bible issue, where our columnist, Father Dan Harrington, does kind of a roundup of big books on the Bible. So we thought we'd talk with you about your work at the American Bible Society. Maybe you can describe, you're the Roman Catholic liaison for the Society.
That's correct. As you know, the Society is an interconfessional organization. In recent years, and I would say in the last 20 years, they have placed a great emphasis in the Catholic Church. I served the American Bible Society as a member of the Board of Directors for 10 years. When the board decided to launch a more direct initiative toward Roman Catholics, I was invited to join the staff of the American Bible Society and begin to develop what we call it Catholic ministries.
Now, the knock on Catholics in some quarters is that they don't know their Bible as well as their Protestant brothers and sisters. Have you found that to be the case? Are you working? Is that one of the things you're working on?
The truth is that kind of comments is very familiar. I travel around the country and we get to confirm those statements by the experiences that we go through. What we are trying to do is really to bring people back to the Bible, but to engage people with the Bible. We have learned throughout our own research that the market is saturated with Bibles. An average number of Bible in a household is between 3 and 5 copies. Wow. And so there's no more place where to sell Bible. But the question is, do the people open the Bible? Do they read the Bible? Do they live by the Bible? And that answer is very troublesome. It's a minimal percentage of people that really are reading the Bible today. The majority of the people do not open the Bible. So the question is literacy. And we have discovered at ABS that a way of engaging people is to develop tools that would allow them really to go into the Bible, to use the Bible, to live with the Bible. And one of those tools is Lectio Divina.
Okay, Lectio Divina. We've written about this in the magazine, but maybe you can explain that to some of our listeners who may not be familiar with it.
Lectio Divina is an ancient practice of the Church. The fathers of the Church in the second century of Christianity began to develop this exercise, this technique, how to read the Bible in a prayerful manner. And they develop steps that you take in order to achieve that goal. The first step is to read the text. The second step is to meditate the text. The third step is to pray with the text. The fourth step is contemplation. And we at the American Bible Society add a fifth step, which is action. Based on this, we have developed a manual that you could see right in front of us here. It's in English and it's in Spanish. And this has been developed in consultation with many scripture scholars, but to make something very practical, very useful for the readers. The idea is not a Bible course. Lectio Divina is not intended as a Bible course. Lectio Divina is to pray with the Bible, to meditate with the Word. And I have to share with you that the results that we are getting around the country are phenomenal. The response from young to the elderly is extremely positive. We have been invited to a lot of dioceses around the country to present our training sessions on Lectio Divina.
Right. You point this book you have, which is called Pray with the Bible, Meditate with the Word. So this is one of the resources you're bringing to parishes, to priests, to help them. And you, what are they doing? Are they sponsoring talks, creating kind of small Bible groups?
Our service is essentially to reach the leadership of the church. So it is a training for trainers. That is what we do. We train people that will replicate this practice, this tool, to get involved with the Bible, to be engaged with the Bible. And we offer all these materials totally free to those who attend the seminar. The only thing required is that an official of the local church will ask us for this service, and we will provide it totally free.
Now, one of the ironies, I mean, we talked earlier about the, you know, the reputation of Catholics not knowing their Bible, yet Catholic scripture scholars, there are many Catholics in that field, and in fact, it's, you know, they were among the founders of the field. So you have a rich resource there to draw on.
Oh, absolutely. And we have an excellent collaboration with Catholic scripture scholar at the American Bible Society. Last year, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the Pontifical Biblical Institute at the American Bible Society, precisely because we have a close collaboration, and many Catholic scripture scholars sit at different committees of the society, helping us to continue to develop products.
Now, a few years ago, the Pope, Pope Benedict, convened, I guess it was the first synod on the Bible.
That's correct.
Now, is Pope Benedict, I mean, does he bring a special interest to this topic?
I would say, without hesitation, that Pope Benedict, it is the Pope of the Bible. In 2008, he convened the Synod of the Bible, on the Bible, and I was privileged to be invited as an observer, and I attended the Synod in October of 2008. And 2 years later, the Holy Father released an official document based on the discussions by the Synodal Fathers, and that is called the Apostolic Exhortation, the Post-Synodal Apostolic Exhortation, Verbum Domini, now the Word of God. And this is a beautiful document where the Holy Father is teaching us, you know, what should be the use of the Bible in the Catholic Church. Above all, he's pointing to one single reality. He's inviting us to discover the center of the Bible, the person of Jesus Christ, and inviting us to have a personal encounter with the Lord.
So this is a document that was just released within the last year, correct?
That's correct, in November of this past year.
Well, we can put up a link to it online, but now maybe we talk more personally about you. How did you kind of, where's your love from the Bible come from?
I would say that in my work in the church is where I really discovered the Bible. In 1975, Cardinal Terence Cook of New York invited me to work with him in establishing and creating an interdiocesan agency at the service of Hispanic Catholics in the northeast of the United States. So I was asked to coordinate the pastoral work of 36 dioceses plus the District of Columbia. One of the initiatives that the Pastoral Center for Hispanic developed in those early years was the official lectionary for Hispanic Catholic in the United States in Spanish. We only had a lectionary officially approved by the Bishop's Conference in English, but we didn't have one in Spanish. We had to rely to Peru, Mexico, Spain for the lectionaries. So my office created the lectionary, and I was the editor of the official lectionary for weekday and for Sundays and solemnity. That work that took us 2 years very intensively brought me to read and engage with the texts day by day. So that was the moment when I discovered really the richness of the Word of God.
Now, you talk about Spanish-speaking Catholics and your outreach to them. Have you found that that community approaches the Bible in a different way than perhaps the Anglo community does?
I think the uniqueness to Hispanic Americans is the fact that in the last three decades, at least, they have developed a great love for Bible discussions, Bible study groups, and they do it in community. Small base communities where they gather around the Bible and they reflect and they pray with the Bible. And this has become also a practice throughout Latin America with the base community. So certainly today we could say that Hispanics are making a serious progress in terms of being engaged with the Holy Scriptures.
Perhaps we can talk briefly about, we mentioned scripture scholars and the expertise that you draw upon there. I know when I was in college and I was studying, I took classes on both the Old and New Testament. There was some worry among perhaps more evangelical Christians that this was kind of a faith-busting course. Like if you study the Bible in depth, this was going to shake your faith. Maybe you could respond to that.
No doubt in my experience that when you really read the text and you comprehend the message that is coming out of that text and you pray with the text and you develop a depth into what you are reading and you take by faith that this is the written word from God, there is something in your heart. There is something in your mind, there is something in your will that empower you to want to live by the word. Because by faith, you realize that you are entering into a dialogue with the God of the Bible.
So this is kind of a deep encounter. As a person of faith, you can engage these issues. You can talk about some of the historical circumstances leading up to these issues and still approach it with faith, as you say.
That's correct. And the Pope, she just released a book, a second volume of a collection that he has been writing in recent years called Jesus of Nazareth. It's a beautiful reflection, rich in not only in scholarship, but more important, bringing us believers and Christians now to discover the person of Jesus. He is a champion in promoting the person of Jesus, in introducing Jesus as a person for our lives.
Now, there's been a lot of talk recently about this generation of Catholics kind of in their 20s and have less and less affiliation with the church. Do you think is the American Bible Society trying to reach out to young people in any kind of special way?
Yes, we are creating programs. For example, in Latin America, we have created Lectio Divina for youngsters, mm-hmm. and the program is called Leccionautas. It is those who navigate in the space, in the cyberspace, and do Lectio Divina through internet. We have a program in internet on a weekly basis. We have 1.5 million youngsters doing Lectio Divina in Latin America in Spanish. And we are beginning to do this in English. We are developing all the websites that are needed for this purpose. So we realize that our youth is losing the framework, the Christian framework that many of us, we grew up in a society that is very secular. We run the risk that our young faithful, they might really know, grow up totally separated and divorced from the God of the Bible. So it is urgent that we begin to provide this service to our youth.
Now maybe we could talk about an event. You're an advertiser in America, and we thank you for that. And an event that you've advertised coming up is Encounter Jesus, the Living Word. This takes place June 25th here in New York. Maybe you could talk about that.
Another service of the American Bible Society for the Catholic Church in this country is to present in different cities, you know, a Bible summit. It is organized by Catholic Bible scholars under our direction, and we invite those practitioners of the studies of the scripture, of teaching the scriptures, to attend this Bible summit. And we run dozens of workshops where people, the faithful, the catechists, the pastoralists, those who are in the trenches, they could come and experience, you know, the best practices of learning how to read the Bible, how to teach the Bible, how to catechize with the Bible. And this is done in what we call today a Bible summit, because it is the sum of the best practitioners on the Bible that come together. Last year we did it at Fordham University. We had 600 participants from all over, and this year we are doing it at the Catholic Center in New York. One of the main presenters will be the Archbishop of the capital of Canada, Archbishop Prendergast, who is a Jesuit biblical scholar. He's coming to speak at our Bible summit.
Well, that sounds very interesting. Now, if there are people out there listening who are interested in perhaps connecting with the Bible Society, maybe learning more about Lectio Divina, do they visit your website, give you folks a call? What's the best way to learn more?
I think the best way is just simply going to the website of the American Bible Society or the website of the Catechetical Office of the Archdiocese of New York. We are collaborating very closely with them.
Good. Well, we will put those links up on our website so that our listeners can learn more. But we want to thank Mario Paredes of the American Bible Society for joining us.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Tim.
I want to thank you for joining us for this week's podcast and encourage you to look online this week where we have a video commentary from Father Raymond Schroth defending NPR and PBS. We also have a special slideshow of Vatican coins and medals, and that accompanies a survey of Vatican coin making from William Van Ornum. A reminder that you can respond to our podcast by going to americamagazine.podbean.com. This is Tim Reedy for America Magazine.